Hi, it's Mark Iverson with the American History Unabridged podcast. I thought at this juncture in the history of my podcast, a reintroduction of things might be in order. So, this podcast started back in February of 2023 as the Ida History Podcast with my co-host Jeff Wade. He was also my co-owner of Ida History, a tour business in the Boise area. We focused on, you know, historical tours of a more quirky nature, the macabre history of Boise and Napa walking tours. And also, we got a GMC motorhome back from 1978. It was called the Kingsley. And it's got orange shade carpeting, wood interior, real wood, and bucket seats. And we drive people around this crazy thing and do some quirky history tours. But I wanted to do some more stuff. And so when Jeff left the business a year ago, I wanted to continue the podcast. So I interviewed some people and called it the Ida History Conversations Podcast. But, you know, I wanted to talk to people that were really, I thought, on the cutting edge of art in the Boise area, authors, people out in the public scene analyzing politics and current events, people that had been involved in religion like Mormonism and had left it for various reasons. I wanted to know, because those are primary sources are from the day and age that will be important later. Those are what I work in. I am a trained historian in the sense that I went to Boise State University to get my master's in the study of genocide in Bosnia and crimes against women there. And so I use trial records and, pictures and interviews with victims and perpetrators to really get an understanding as best I could of the genocide that occurred in Bosnia. And I wanted to continue to study what it is that binds people together, what it is that creates the characteristics for genocide or another type. It can be a positive unity too, but it's ideology. And so, you know, I continued to get my PhD at Gratz College in Philadelphia, where they had a genocide and Holocaust PhD program. And after getting 2.5 years into that, I realized that I was becoming a rather dark individual. Studying genocide around the clock for 5 years will do that to a person. But I'd also started this business in 2019, so I continued to do that after I left the program and in 2022. And so the podcast was a way to continue to study history and teach. And so when Jeff left and I continued these interviews, it just didn't feel quite right. Although I intend to do more interviews, I wanted to study ideologies and narratives in American context. I wanted to study what popular narratives are and what we're taught in school, which is oftentimes what we want our history to be. It's memory. Much of it is true, but we skew those facts. And oftentimes we omit those groups that don't quite mesh up with what we want our history of the nation to be. Sure, we want to celebrate Martin Luther King and the March in Selma, you know, the boycott in Memphis. But we don't look at where the movement went wrong and why it went wrong. We don't look at that in Chicago, Martin Luther King said that he faced greater violence and hatred than he ever did in Alabama when he tried to desegregate schools. And so we don't teach that quite as much, because at that time, Martin Luther King also spoke out against Vietnam. You know, why would African-American troops go over and fight for a country that didn't respect them or segregated against them at home? And these were not popular beliefs. And so we don't focus on that as much. We teach slavery and the system that it was to a certain degree, but we don't look at that it was 41% or more of the economy back in the antebellum South. And that without it, you know, the trains wouldn't be what they were between North and South. And that this North also profited greatly from holding people in bondage and chattel slavery, where people are born within the system as slaves of slaves, and people that are enslaved by a patrician class, wealthy, landowning white men. that George Washington was. So that's one of my first episodes as the Unabridged Podcast is looking at George Washington and his relentless pursuit of Martha Washington's personal slave, valet, Ona Judge. And so, you know, we try to look at George Washington in a balanced light with that in consideration. And that is the history that I want to jump into. You know, there's always a group that stands to contrast this idea of continual American exceptionalism. America has been exceptional, and it has been greatly unexceptional. Sometimes, while it's being exceptional, it's also being unexceptional. And we don't want to look at those moments because the exceptional and the narratives that teach exceptionalism glue the majority together. But there's a minority that is omitted from the popular narrative, and thus their history is rarely heard. And it matters because we base our lack of understanding for their past and their narratives and their experiences often affect what we think about today with the descendants of those populations. And so systematic discrimination against the descendants of African Americans who were enslaved. The re-entrenchment of slavery in another form in the Jim Crow South and then later in the North. We don't want to look at that as heartily as we do, the men who fought and died in the Civil War to end slavery, right? We don't want to look at that. Perhaps that wasn't their main drive because those fly in the face of popular narratives. And so that's the type of history I want to look into. I want to look into migrant workers, the history of Mexicans and Mexican Americans outside of that, for instance. So we're going to look at the Bracero program. We're going to look at, anti-government folks, and why are they anti-government, out here in Idaho, for instance? It's easy to say, well, they're crazy, but what has the government done, and what have they done? What leads to these beliefs and the animosity between the two groups? We want to look at the histories that have been omitted and that become friction points, and so that's what I'm going to do with the American History Unabridged Podcast. Is I'm going to go right into the fire. I want to look at the stuff that's maybe going to piss some folks off, but you know what? I think it needs to be heard. It definitely needs to be heard. What makes a true American? I don't know. To me, it's somebody who really uses those First Amendment rights to say what they want to say and tell the stories they have to be told, damn it all. James Baldwin is one of the foremost authors in my personal history that has changed my opinion of things. Reading the history in the words of George Washington himself. And so one of our episodes is on George Washington, and the relentless pursuit of Ona Judge. That's the first really kind of American History Unabridged episodes. And I'm going to continue to do that type of stuff. So, we'll see what it becomes, but I got lots of stuff on the agenda, and I hope you join me. Again, I'm Mark Iverson, and this is the American History Unabridged Podcast, and hopefully we'll do one, every week, but I can't promise. It takes a lot of work to run a business, be a parent, husband, and also do these podcasts in the right way. But, we'll see what it becomes. Thanks very much for listening.